Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 4th June 2015 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us offer our most prayerful and loving salutations at the lotus feet of our most beautiful and merciful Lord. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every second of our life is spent seeing you in everything we do, so that every moment of our lives is spent in thinking about you and ruminating on your love and your glory. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today we learn a bhajan dedicated to our adoring Bhagwan, worshipping him as Lord Ganesha. This bhajan is in the language Sanskrit and the first line goes like this.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on like always to learn about its tune, the raga, the meaning of its every word, and in the end we will listen to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan in the Prashanti Nilam Mandir.
Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana Maya Vinashaka Mushika Vahana Mata Maheshwari Bhavani Nandana Maha Ganapate Mangala Charana.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh will now demonstrate to us how to sing this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp madhyam.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana.
Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana.
Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana.
Maya Vinashaka Mushika Vahana.
Maya Vinashaka Mushika Vahana.
Maya Vinashaka Mushika Vahana.
Maya Vinashaka Mushika Vahana.
Mata Maheshwari Bhavani Nandana.
माता महेश्वरी भवानी नंदन।
माता महेश्वरी भवानी नंदन।
माता महेश्वरी भवानी नंदन।
महागणपते मंगलचरणा।
महागणपते मंगलचरणा।
महागणपते मंगलचरणा।
महागणपते मंगलचरणा।
महागणपते मंगलचरणा।
महागणपते मंगलचरणा।
मातंगवदना आनंद सदना।
So that's the smooth manner in which this bhajan flows. Brother Ravi Kumar and Anirudh gave us a slow demonstration. And now Anirudh is here with us in the studios to share more about this composition and its make. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the raga behind this composition?
The raga is Maya Malava Gaula. Okay. In the Carnatic classical music. It is the first raga which is taught in the Carnatic music for the beginners, where we learn Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga Re Sa. It is a Sampurna Raga where you have all the seven notes. Sa Re, Re is Komal Re. Ga Ma Pa Dha, Komal Dha.
Ni Sa,
Ni is Shuddh Ni.
Sa Ni Dha Pa Ma Ga. Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Ni Sa Dha Ni Re. सत्य साई परिपूर्णावतारम् सदा भावयामि श्री सत्य साई परिपूर्णावतारम् सदा भावयामि।
Amazing.
This is a beautiful rendition of Sai Pancharatna Kriti.
Yes.
Which is set to Maya Mala Gaula Raga and Aditalam. It's a wonderful composition by Sri Rajkumar Bharati sir and Vasanta Lakshmi madam in the lyrics.
Yes, I think for those listeners who have not heard the Kriti, it is there on our website. It was first sung in the Prashant Nilaya Mandir on April 24th, 2015. And we would like to invite all the listeners to relish this Kriti which is there on our website, along with all the other four kritis which form the Sai Pancharatna kritis. We have the meaning and the tune along with the video of the presentation in the Sai Kulwant Hall. So coming back to the raga, Anirudh, this is a very meditative raga, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very pleasant morning raga.
And we have other bhajans in this raga?
Yeah, we do have a couple of bhajans which come to my mind are Nandevahana Nataraja Hare. This is a beautiful bhajan. Also, we have a bhajan which is more or less same tune but different lyrics. It's He Vishwa Janani Shri Sai Janani Bhavani Mahadeva Jagadambe Ma. Of course, it's a little different.
Yes, but after that.
Maya Vinashaka Tribhuvana Palini.
Yes.
Hey Karuna. Very interesting. Different lyrics, but the tunes are similar. We have many examples. I think one of the Antakshari's or bhajan quizzes, if we have some session, we can discover more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are many such interesting facts about Sai bhajans.
Same tune, but different lyrics. Same lyrics, different tunes. There's also one more.
Yes.
Like Gajavadana Gananatha, if you take, you have many Gajavadana Gananathas.
Yes.
We'll have a session. I think we should have a session exploring this.
I think once we should have a bhajan quiz in the regular bhajan Tita session.
That'll be quite interesting. Yeah.
Yes. So let's move on with this bhajan. And so shall we do the swaras then?
Yeah. So we'll do the first line. Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadana Sadada Padapama Gariga Marisa
Sadada Padapama Gariga Marisa
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana Sa Sarigama Mama Gama Pa Gama Dha Pa
Sa Sarigama Mama Gama Pa Gama Dha Pa.
We'll go to the next line. Maya Vinashaka. Maya Vinashaka Mushika Vahana Mapadani Nida Sasani Risa
Mapadani Nida Sasani Risa
Mata Maheshwari Bhavani Nandana Riri Sari Riri Sari Sari Gama Garisa
Riri Sari Riri Sari Sari Gama Garisa
Mahaganapate Mangala Charana Sa 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 Ni Sada Pada Paga Madha Pa
Sa 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 Ni Sada Pada Paga Madha Pa
Mahaganapate Mangala Charana Sadada Padama Garega Maresa
Sadada Padama Garega Maresa.
So that is the raga part. And so tell us about the beat, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, the Atitalam. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2,
త్రీ ఫోర్ మాతంగ వదనానంద సదనా
మాతంగ వదనానంద సదనా
మహాదేవ శివ శంభో నందనా
మహాదేవ శివ శంభో నందనా
మాతంగ వదనా ఆనంద సదనా
మాతంగ వదనా ఆనంద సదనా
దట్స్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ థాంక్యూ థ్యాంంక్ యూ సో మచ్ అనిరుద్ అండ్ ఆనంద్
థాంక్యూ విశ్వ సైరామ్
సైరామ్ So now we know the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. And it's time to understand what this bhajan conveys. So let's begin with the first line.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana
Matanga means elephant. Vadana refers to face. Ananda is bliss. Sadhana is abode. So in this line, Matanga Vadana Ananda Sadhana, we bow down to the elephant-faced Lord who is the abode of supreme bliss. Let's move on to the next line.
Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana
Mahadeva comes from Maha means great and Deva means God. Shambho is another name of Lord Shiva and it can be split as Sham and Bhu. Sham means peace or bliss. Bhu means to cause. Shambho refers to Lord Shiva as the bestower of peace and bliss. Nandana means sun. Nandana also means to gladden. So Ganesha is someone who gladdened the heart of his father Lord Shiva and his mother, Goddess Parvati. So in this line, Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana, we call out to that Lord who is the darling son of Lord Shiva. Let me at this point play for you an excerpt of a talk that I had the great good fortune to deliver on Ganesh Chaturthi Day in Sai Kurvanth Hall in August 2014.
Jai Ganesh, Jai Ganesh. जय गणेश देवा माता जा की पार्वती पितामह देवा
Victory to Lord Ganesha, the darling son, माता जा की पार्वती पिता महादेवा the darling son of Mother Parvati and Lord Shiva. And if we look at the way Ganesha came into being. So one fine morning, Mother Parvati feels that there is this Nandi which is so loyal to Lord Shiva. Nandi is so focused on Parameshwara, he would never ever disobey the Lord. And if you, even today, if you look at the temples, Nandi would always face the Lord. And they say, if you have any prayer to Lord Shiva, all you have to do is just say it in the ear of the Nandi, because the Nandi's eyes are always only on the Lord. So Mother Parvati thought, Lord Shiva has someone who is so focused on him. What about me? And so that morning, as she is having her shower, she takes a little turmeric that she applies on her divine body. And from that turmeric and a little clay, she gives shape to a beautiful boy and then breathes life into this boy. And that is how is born Ganesha. That is how is born Gauri Nandana, Parvati Nandana, Parvati Tanaya. And when this boy is born, this boy is so resplendent, so bright, so illustrious, so valorous. Everyone is amazed at the sparkle that you see in his eyes, the radiance in his form. anyone would say, yes, this boy has to be a divine child. It has to be something absolutely not of this world. It has to be from parents who are absolutely divine. Look at him. On one occasion, Swami was there with a few boys, and Swami asked these students who were sitting around him, who are you? And the boys said, Swami, we are your students, some of them said. Some others said, Swami, we are your property, Swami. Because Swami always says, my boys are my property, my students are my property. So he said, Swami, we are your property. The third said, Swami, we are your children, Swami. And Swami said, my children? No, you are not my children. And everybody was taken aback. I mean, here is Bhagwan who always told us that we belong to him, and in a single statement, he's just saying, you are not my children. You don't know what to say. You don't know how to react. And Bhagwan then said, see, if a child is born to a mother and father, the child will take on something from either the mother or the father. You would see the little one, either he would walk like the father or smile like the mother. Maybe he will have the intelligence like the father or the grace of the mother, or perhaps he would just have something about him. When you look at him, you know that yes, there is something common between him or between her and her parents. Swami said, if you say that you are my children, then there has to be something common between you and me. If there is something common, then I can accept you as my children. Otherwise, how can I accept you as my children? If we say that we are the Lord's child, then we need to have something which when people see in us, they say, oh yes, I mean, there is something beautiful about him. There is something divine about him. To be a child of God, like Ganesha is, we need to genuinely cultivate, demonstrate, and truly replicate in our lives those God-like attributes. We need not be an ocean of compassion like the divine, but we need to have at least a trace of selflessness. We need to have an inch of sacrifice. We need to have an iota of feeling the pain for the other. We need to have a heart which beats for the other. Only that which beats for the other is a heart. Otherwise, it is just an efficient lump of flesh. Can we call it a heart? Bhagwan said, Hridaya is Hrid plus Daya. Daya means compassion. Only that which beats for others is a heart. So if we say that we are child of God, if we are children of God, then there should be something about us when people see, oh, it is so nice talking to him. See how sweetly he speaks. See how lovingly he addresses us. See the manners. See his behavior. There is something divine about him. Only then, perhaps we can call ourselves children of God. We may not set up a school for the orphan children, but we can always educate the child of our servant maid. We can educate the son of a disadvantaged worker in the office. We may not set up a free clinic, but we can at least do something to ensure the health of our domestic help. A simple insurance plan which will take care of the health of this domestic help who is doing so much for me and my family. We may not set up a Anna Vastra Dana, a Nitya Anna Dana Padakam, where you have to feed hundreds of villagers every day, hundreds of rural folk every day, but we can ensure that in our locality, there is at least one person who never goes hungry, who never goes thirsty, because I exist, because I am there. We can at least do that. Then, perhaps, we can call ourselves the children of God. To be a child of God, like Ganesha, we need to replicate in our lives those God-like attributes. To me, that is lesson 3. And now, mother has created this child and gives him this task of guarding her home as she refreshes and relaxes in the inner chambers. And it is at this point that Lord Shiva comes. We know the story, and Shiva wants to enter this premises and Ganesha does not allow. And that is how the battle begins, a fierce battle. And Lord Shiva is surprised. Lord Shiva is stunned at the valor of this boy. Lord Shiva is the god of delusion. He is the one who does pralaya, but for once Lord Shiva is totally bewildered. Who is this little one? He's so valorous. He's shaking even me. The legend says that Lord Shiva had to ask the help of Vishnu. So Vishnu had to come to rescue Lord Shiva so that he could fight this child. He did not want to kill this child. He wanted to fight. He did not want to kill because you are so beautiful. So such a blessed child. But you are so adamant. But what was the power of this child? How was this child such a brilliant, illustrious, valorous son? What was it that was protecting him? The power of mother's love and protection is as formidable as the Lord's love and protection. It was Mother Parvati's love. It was Mother Parvati's Shakti. It was Mother Parvati's aspects of Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati, all. It was those powers which are protecting this child. It was the power of mother's love. And Bhagwan, it is for this reason that always said, mother is your first god. Your living deity in your house is your mother. What mothers can do, nobody else can. Sometime recently, there was a study done by the Harvard Grant study. The study was called the Harvard Grant study, which was done over 75 years. The intention was to unravel the secret to a fulfilling life. They want to know what is it that brings sustainable happiness to a person. And this is something that has to be done over a long period of time. So this study started sometime in 1940s and concluded a few years ago. And the study's most important finding is that the only thing that matters in our life for our happiness is not social class, it is not professional success, it is not our potential financial savings. Only thing that contributes to our happiness is relationships. Good, loving, warm relationships. And among all these relationships, the study concluded the most significant of all these relationships is the bonding that people have with their mothers. The study tabled its findings, and this is done in Harvard. It is done in the most scientific manner over 75 years, and they say that those people who have warm relationships with their mothers, these people, they earned more. They earned better. They had fatter paychecks. The people who had great relationship with their mother, they were effective in their professional environment. They were effective at work. Those people who had a warm, loving relationship with their mother for years, they were less likely to develop dementia as they grow old. The people who had poor relationship with their mother were more susceptible to dementia as they age. Another neuroscience research shows that children who are warmly nurtured by a mother, they have a bigger hippocampus. Hippocampus is the brain center for learning, the brain's vital center for learning. So those children who are brought up in a warm environment of love by the mother, they obviously have better IQ, better memory, and better response to stress. Not that we need modern science to tell us about the power of mother's love, but sometimes these facts do shake us and perhaps awaken us to what is the reality so obvious in front of us. We don't need any other better example for mother's love. Just look around the whole Sai Kulwant Hall, this Prashanthi Nilayam, if it has become an epicenter of spiritual revolution spanning the entire globe, if the Prashanthi Nilayam today has lakhs converging here for their peace, for their solace, if it is the center from where large mammoth projects, be it education, health and water, has spurred, and not only spurred, but they have in so many ways cascaded to so many countries, so many regions. If Prashanthi Nilayam is what it is today, Bhagwan used to always say that it is because of the love of Mother Ishwarama. It is because of the promise that Swami gave to Mother Ishwarama. It is because of the intent, pure intent of Mother Ishwarama, that here there has to be a school, there has to be a college, there has to be a water project. We don't need a better example of mother's love. So as the battle is going on between Shiva and Ganesha, Shiva, in his heart of hearts, he does not want to destroy this child because this child is so adorable. But he has no option. This child is so adamant. He's refusing to see, in a manner of sorts, the obvious. In front of him was Parameshwara. In front of him was the principle of Shiva. Shakti is inside and he's standing in between. He's not able to understand that Shiva has all the right to go inside. So finally, Shiva, with no option left, beheads Ganesha. And then Mother Parvati is inconsolable. But then Shiva says, Devi, please don't be so disheartened. Yes, you created him. Yes, you created him. But I will recreate him. I will recreate him. And that is how the head of an elephant facing the northern direction, which is about to die, is brought. And in the presence of Brahma, Ganesha receives the elephant head, and that is how is born Gajamukha, that is how is born Gajanana. And when the elephant head sits on this boy, when he has the intelligence and the wisdom of the elephant, that is when it occurs to him what a sin that he was committing. He was fighting with his own father. And that is when he surrenders. Bhagwan always used to say, elephant signifies intelligence. Elephant signifies wisdom. And here, once Ganesha has the elephant head, he bows down in surrender at the feet of his father, at the feet of Lord Shiva. I remember so many occasions whenever Bhagwan used to talk about the elephant head of Ganesha, he would bring up the tale of his beloved Sai Gita. And Swami used to say how Sai Gita always knew, even though she was 2 kilometers apart, she was 2 kilometers away in front of the hostel, every time Bhagwan's car started from Sai Kulwant Hall, Sai Gita knew. She knew. We know the famous episode when Bhagwan wanted to go to Vrindavan. He had not told anyone. But once he reached the hostel, Sai Gita just pressed her trunk on the bonnet of Bhagwan's car and did not allow his car to move an inch until Bhagwan came out of the car, caressed her, pacified her, only so that, not so that he can go to Bangalore, only so that he can give her the confidence that he is indeed going back to Prashanthi Nilayam. That was, Bhagwan used to say, the Gaja Talivi, the intelligence of the elephant that we saw in Sai Gita. And whenever Bhagwan talked about the elephant head of Ganesha, he would always narrate the sterling virtues of Sai Geeta and the attitude of gratitude, which was always, which is always an hallmark of elephant. So once Ganesha surrenders to Lord Shiva, that is when his arrogance, at one point in time when he was fighting, he did not, because of the powers, because of the prowess that he was endowed with, he refused to even for a moment think, who is this person with whom I am fighting? He was blind to the fact that the ultimate was actually standing in front of him. He was blind to that because of, he was so much up to the brim with his prowess. And once that head was gone and the elephant head came, then came surrender, then came humility, then came gratitude. And then see to what heights Lord Shiva took Ganesha. Once that surrender happened, Lord Shiva said, Ganesha, I'm so pleased with you. You are going to be the one who surpasses even me. You have to be the one whom everyone who needs knowledge has to worship. You have to be the patron of arts and crafts and knowledge of wisdom. You have to be the one people have to think whenever they undertake any auspicious task. You have to be the one who has to be the leader. You cannot have a leader above you. You will surpass me, Ganesha. You will be the primordial one. Ganapati Om. You are the primordial one because you surrendered.
Plenty of lessons from the life of the darling son of Shiva and Parvati, our sweet Lord Ganesha. Let's move on to the third line.
Matanga vadana ananda sadana.
This is a repeat of the first line, so we move on to the next line.
Maya vinashaka mushika vahana.
Maya means illusion. Vinashaka, to destroy. Mushika is mouse. Vahana is vehicle. Bhagwan has explained that the mouse symbolizes the darkness of ignorance. So Ganesha, being the master of the mouse, is someone who subdues ignorance and dispels delusion and darkness. That is what is conveyed in Maya Vinashaka Mushika Vahana. And we move on now to the fifth line.
Mata Maheshwari Bhavani Nandana.
Mata is mother. Maheshwari is another name for Mother Parvati. Maha means great and Ishwari means goddess. Bhavani is again another name of Mother Parvati. Lord Shiva has the name Bhava. And so his consort, Mother Parvati, is called Bhavani. Bhavani also means the one who gives life to the routine, mundane life of human beings. She is the prana. So Mata Maheshwari Bhavani Nandana. We adore Lord Ganesha, who is the beloved, chosen and divinely created son of Mother Parvati. Let's move on to the last line.
Mahaganapate Mangala Charana.
Maha means great. Gana refers to the celestial armies. The army of Lord Shiva, the army of Lord Ganesha. Pate means lord or master. Bhagwan says Ga stands for intellect and Na for Vijnana or higher knowledge. Mahaganapate means the Lord of the intellect and higher knowledge. And Bhagwan adds that we can find Lord Ganapati within ourselves. How? In the form of intellect and wisdom. Mangala is auspicious. Charana means feet. Bhagwan once explained that Lord Ganesha is the presiding deity for all auspicious functions, and he added that he can make even inauspicious functions auspicious. Ganesha is always engaged in conferring boons on all. Many decades ago, a railway employee at Perambur in North Chennai was an ardent devotee of Lord Ganesha. on a Ganesh Chaturthi day, he did his usual puja in the early morning and prayed to him from the bottom of his heart to accept the offerings at least that day and bless him. But that day also he was disappointed because there was no response apparently from the Lord. After the puja, he started taking breakfast as he had to go to office as usual. And then he suddenly heard a knock on the door. When he opened, he saw a middle-aged, graceful man with golden bangles, a heavy build and a protruding belly. And this man came along smilingly and he asked for something to eat. And so the young man immediately served food to the new guest and both of them had a beautiful breakfast together. And then the visitor took leave of his host with great satisfaction and delight. Several years passed. One Thursday night in 1962, at about 8 p.m., this devotee was reading the Sanatana Sarthi monthly magazine. He was engrossed in it, and suddenly he saw the movement of an orange robe right in front of him. So he got up in startled and taken aback, and he almost exclaimed, "Swami!" Imagine, Bhagwan was actually standing there before him physically. This young man just fell at the Lord's feet, and Bhagwan very lovingly said, "Yes, I am your Baba. I know that your chosen form is Lord Ganesha and that this form of Lord Ganesha has taken roots in your heart. Be firm in that faith. All those flowers you have offered to your Lord have fallen onto my feet only. Bangaru, the golden one, I am Mahaganapati. I am the form of all forms. It was I, this Sai, who had come in answer to your burning prayers to accept the food you had offered with such devotion 25 years ago. I am Sai, I am Mahaganapati." The young man was just speechless. He just surrendered at the feet of the Lord. His joy had no bounds. There were no bounds to his tears too. Bhagwan was physically just 11 years old when he took breakfast with his devotee as Lord Ganesha. In fact, in a similar incident, Bhagwan gave a vision of Lord Ganesha to 85-year-old Swami Amritananda, a disciple of Sri Ramana Maharshi, for the Ganapati Homam that he had done continuously for 41 days when he was 7 years old. Mahaganapati Mangala Charana, we prostrate at the lotus feet of this most beautiful benevolent form of the Lord, Lord Mahaganapati. With that, dear listeners, we have finished gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. Let us now proceed listening to the version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Matangavadanananda-sadana Matangavadanananda-sadana Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana Mahadeva Shiva Shambho Nandana Matanga Vadana Nanda Sadana विनाशक मूषिक वाहन माय विनाशक मूषिक वाहन माता महेश्वरी भवानी नंदन महेश्वरी भवानी नंदन महागणपति पते मंगल करणा महागणपते मंगल करणा महागणपते मंगल करणा महागणपते मंगल करणा मातंगवदनानंद सदना महादेव शिव शंभो नंदन माय विनाशक मूषिक वाहन माता महेश्वरी भवानी नंदन महागणपते मंगल चरणा गणपते मंगल चरणा महागणपते मंगल चरणा मातंगवदनानंद सदना.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Please do share what you think about this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful beloved Bhagwan. You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 4th June 2015 as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.